Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Episode, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Nicholas Mountaineer,
and Mark.
Captain Kickass, who's normally here with us on Saturday nights, has the night half off. He's going to come in later on for Beer Talk Live. He wanted to relinquish his seat, so Mark, who's here on a temporary basis, he's here for the next few days, could sit in for an extra night, so... That's why we've shuffled the chairs a little bit here tonight. There's, of course, a lot to talk about, including the latest from our neighbors to the north, Canada, where the prime minister there, the alleged son of Fidel Castro, Justin Trudeau, has announced that he's going to be cracking down on those greedy, greedy grocers.
Those grocers.
Yes, those dastardly.
They have these huge margins of profit.
Except they don't. And we'll get into that coming up here in a moment, what that's all about. But, Mark, last night we were talking about Morazan City, which is a... Special Economic Zone, as it is called,
right.
A ZA in the Spanish world, in Honduras.
I think it's special. I like to call it a special autonomous zone, because at this point there are, depending on how you count them, between thousands and tens of thousands of special economic zones around the world.
And you're saying this is more special than just a normal old special economic zone.
If you've got 10,000 of something, it probably ceased to be special, right?
Okay.
So, you know, an economic zone allows you, in most cases, in some manner or another, to avoid some form of tax, whether it's, you know, a tariff
usually
or...
business-related, right?
Yeah, almost entirely business-related. I mean, how many special economic zones aren't? You know, there's some... In the U.S., we have what they call opportunity zones. Those allow individuals to avoid capital gains by investing in neighborhoods that 20 years ago were crap. Now they're gentrified. But whatever. A special autonomous zone is, you know, a term that is not of my own making, but of a group of people in my little sphere use to describe something that's even more autonomous than a special economic zone.
Okay, and so you were telling us about Morazan.city. That's the website, M-O-R-A-Z-A-N dot city. It is something you have taken a keen interest in. You've spent some time there. You
got a place,
You rent a house or an apartment there. You were describing to us the apartments that are available, and you're not trying to pitch this thing or whatever to people.
I don't think it's right for most people by any stretch.
Because not very many people are going to want to move outside of one of the most dangerous cities in the world, albeit the Morazan city is not that city. It's outside of it.
Yep.
And it is a walled... Is it walled or fenced?
Walled and fenced. It's got both of those.
Fenced. It has... Does it have armed guards?
Oh, yeah.
It has armed guards. So, I mean, there's some security involved in living in this little... Zone, this little zone, there's...
The only violence I know of that goes on in Morazan is catfights.
There's hundreds. Are you talking about like kitty cats?
Yes. Okay. They fight too.
There's hundreds of people living already. Like we estimated at least a couple hundred people probably there because every unit they have is at this time sold out. So they're building even more of these units.
Rented out, yep.
It's mostly people who live in Honduras, who work in Honduras, families, things like that, people that want a safer place to live. That's who it's targeted at, and that's why the price is $120 a month to rent one of these two-bedroom apartments.
Right, and it's also bears mentioning that these things are far more modern and far more clean and far more desirable than...
Like a shack in Honduras?
Right, which rents for the same amount,
really?
For the $120.
Okay.
So it's not like a...
No wonder it's sold out.
More.
Yeah.
These are just these are a step up in dignity that the communists can't provide.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they hate that, by the way. They'll do and say anything... Like, all kinds of words will fall out of their mouths, but they won't actually do anything to help people.
Right.
Well, your problem's right there. The people using the thing are the ones paying for it. We can't have that.
Right.
Well, and they hate the special economic zone over there now. It's a different government, apparently, that passed this. They passed a constitutional thing for the special economic zone years ago. They started building the special economic zones. There's at least three of them that you identified last
night. Foreign investors put millions into them.
Hiring locals
to
do construction and things like that and other management tasks and such. But the communists got back in control. I mean, there was always communists around, but they got back in control, apparently. And then the entirety of the parliament or whatever they call it there, they voted to undo the special economic zone just 2 or 3 years ago or something like that.
Right. They undid the law, which I didn't like the law. The law said that the government could team up with a ZA to expropriate land from individuals. And they basically took that straight out of Hong Kong's, some documents from Hong Kong, and that's why they did it, because they were trying to create a Hong Kong of the West is the idea. And it was, clearly it was not taken well, and it shouldn't have been. The government shouldn't team up with private business to take people's property.
No doubt. Well, so that was one of the critiques you had of the old law, which has now been abolished.
Yeah, it's a good thing I'm critiquing it, because it's gone.
The old system still authorized these existing ZAs. So those
they didn't disappear when the law disappeared. They can remain for up to 50 years.
Mm-hmm. And there's a challenge in the courts, and there's a whole other story about that. That's not what I wanted to focus on tonight, because you have this story you were sharing with us last night, and we barely kind of scratched the surface of it. So I wanted to make sure it had you had a full chance to get out what you wanted to share about this.
Yeah, this is from free-cities.org with Joyce Brand writing. I'm going to just
listeners
pick up
who don't know the name. Joyce was the founder of Libertopia, if I recall correctly, in California years ago, like 15 years ago or something. Mark, you and I, we went out to Libertopia, which was a conference in somewhere in California. I don't even remember where it was, L.A. or something like
that. It was outside L.A., yeah.
And, it was just a typical libertarian convention, maybe a little more woo-woo or spiritual or something like that. But otherwise, it was a libertarian convention, and it lasted for a couple years, and then it went away. Apparently, she moved to Morazan City.
Yeah, she became the official historian of Morazan. The guy who runs it really thinks she's great. And she is really great. She's the wife of my business partner, and she's a very intelligent lady. I love her stuff.
Well, if it works, future generations will be glad you kept track of this stuff.
Indeed, and that's why that's why we're talking about it here, so that we can let people know.
And it kind of sounds to me like this 50 years is sort of a make it or break it kind of test where, like, hey, if you can get this to be the Hong Kong of the West, well, you've got a couple generations to do it in.
Right. The communists are in charge of Honduras right now, and I'm sure they wouldn't like being called communists. But the
socialistas.
Socialists just mean you like to use other people's money.
We're democratic socialists. Right. Totally different.
Right. They would love to just get rid of ZAs entirely because it undermines the sovereignty of the Honduran people. And by that, what they mean is their ability to subjugate the Honduran people. Right,
and like tax.
The sovereignty of the Honduran people. If you believe in such a thing, if you believe governments represent people, then the government that created the ZA law represented the people too.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
If the government is now representing the Honduran people and they don't want it, well, the government that represented them before did.
Well, it only represents the people when it's socialist.
That's
obviously.
Right.
That's why it's the people's government when you get these things.
Yeah. It's a real shame that the last people that were in charge of... I mean, Honduras has terrible government. And frankly, has had terrible government for 100 years or more. So, going on. This is from Joyce. Despite the infamous corruption of the political parties in Honduras, the law was passed with legal safeguards designed to protect the autonomy of the ZAs. Since providing legal stability was a primary goal of the plan to attract investment to the country, because here's a little surprise, all you nations of the world. U.S. investors don't like it when you change things back and forth.
Right. Yeah. If you've got $1 million or $1 billion or whatever to invest somewhere, you're not going to pick an unstable legal environment where some bureaucrats can get in there and completely gut whatever system was in there previously, because, or worse, go and nationalize your industry or something like that. Literally take your investment right out from under you and say, ah, this is ours now. Thank you so much for buying, you know, creating this oil drilling rig or whatever.
Yeah, the people of What's It Stand need this oil drilling rig. I know that a bunch of American investors and Western investors built it, but now it belongs to us.
Right. You know? By the people, they mean the government.
They mean the government, because
government.
The people who are in office right now are going to shove their pockets full of as much money as they possibly can stand from the people of What's It Stand, and they're going to go to London, buy a really expensive apartment and live the rest of their lives there. And that's the whole plan. It's done over and over again. Let's see. The safeguards included international treaties that would ensure the continuance of the ZAs, even if a new government came into power and repealed the law that created them. Ta-da.
Which happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the political opposition used disinformation about the ZAs, and boy, did they lie.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. They said, they went so far as to say the ZAs were killing poor people. As if you're going to kill people, poor people are on your list. What are you going to do with them? Like, why would you do
that? How did the ZA kill any poor people? Did it fall atop them?
It didn't kill any of them.
Right.
It's just a bunch of just crazy socialists writing news stories to get people all whipped up.
Well, to steel man your opposition, are you sure that there isn't some fisherman who, now that they had to relocate to where they don't know how to fish, starved to death?
Hmm. Yeah, the Zetis aren't that big. They're 100 acres at max. You know, they're 100 acres. No. Yes, I am sure of it. Unfortunately, the political opposition, to win a national election the year after the first three Zetis were launched. However, the three existing Zetis, Prospera on the island of Roatan, Ciudad Morazan in the industrial region, and Orquedida in the agricultural south, are testing the strength of legal protections despite the law being repealed. Although each ZA uses the law to introduce different kinds of innovation, Ciudad Morazan is arguably the most threatened by the new government because its primary innovation is in how people live and work together. And this is what I think is really great about it. Morazan's built for the people. Anybody can afford an apartment in Morazan, and they can have freedom as, you know, defined there. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, there's lots of different freedoms in the world. You may want freedom to this, that, and the other. Mostly what people want is the freedom to keep the money that they earn and to, you know, raise their family the way they want.
Right, without being kidnapped or murdered or something by some criminal enterprise aside from the
safety government. Safety is often traded for freedom. The government acts like you have to play a game where you're trading safety for freedom all the time. But
the government is failing miserably at providing safety for people, so the deal is off the table. I mean, if it ever was a deal, they have failed. Of course, we know here in the United States, the government people, they have no obligation to protect you. And that's certainly true in Choloma or Tegucigalpa or wherever. I
mean, not only do they not have an obligation, but they will fail to protect you.
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah, they have absolutely failed. Choloma is apparently the most dangerous city, I believe,
in the world for women. Yeah.
For women? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, and I imagine, like most governments, they will not only fail utterly to protect you, they will keep you from protecting yourself.
I bet you're right about that.
You know, I think that Honduras is pretty good about guns, from what I can tell. Yeah.
You've said that about these Central American states, and that has never been my understanding of those
places. Is that one of those accidentally or on purpose good? So, like, you were talking the other night about, in Seattle, you could probably get away with selling cookies on the front lawn just because the police are too busy doing other things. Now, that is accidentally good in that way.
Right. I don't... The police have a lot better things to do than bother people with guns. You know, they've got them themselves. And guns are, you know what, if I was a poor person, I would try to get the heck out of Honduras, is frankly the answer. Or I would move to Morazan. Anyway, going on, the other ZA, Prospera, has been the most publicized because of its business and legal and technological innovations and, or or TEDA, is Innovation is in Agribusiness, and that's successful even without residents. The ZEDAs are not a threat to Honduran sovereignty, as claimed, because they're subject to the Honduran Constitution, treaties, national oversight, and criminal law. However, they have a great deal of autonomy to build civil and commercial institutions, as long as those institutions don't violate human rights or the Constitution. And this is the real innovation, is these ZEDAs can create their own civil law. They have their own arbitration opportunities, you know, the courts, basically. They got their own courts, they got their own cops. And so corruption has a difficult time of sinking in.
Looks like you're right. Honduras does allow for gun possession, but you do have to get a license from the communists, apparently, in order to do that. I don't know how easy or difficult that is.
I can tell you this. You see people with guns all the time.
Really?
Okay. Because they're mostly security. Pretty much any business
like
is going
store.
Is gonna have a guy with a shotgun standing out front. But you got to remember, these stores aren't – I mean, these stores are – it's low rent. I mean, it's you know, it's not like they're making huge amounts of money, so – often they'll provide their own security, and it can't be that hard.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
So. And they're not communists. They're 21st century socialists that are just very fond of red stars.
Their flag is red. The most outstanding...
And like, big red star.
The most outstanding value that Ciudad Morazan offers is voluntary, contract-based governance. This allows it to create better civil and commercial rules and regulations under its incentive to provide better public services. As a for-profit city, and that's what it is, a for-profit city. Mm-hmm. I like to describe it as kind of like if you can imagine a resort that's not a resort, right? Like it's a you know, it's a housing development, but resorts are run this way. Resorts provide all their own a governance overlay. They provide, you know, say water and power and all these things in many cases. So
every city is for-profit. It's just some are run by thugs calling themselves governments, and some, like this one, are uniquely private and have a completely different viewpoint on how to run things. I mean, the city of Keene, quote unquote, that, you know, political jurisdiction that this studio is located, they are raking in the dough. I mean, they are taking it in, and they're investing it into various different investments and such, and they use those investments to pay off pensions and things like that, so their employees can make profits for the entire rest of their lives. I mean, government, as we know it, is incredibly for profits. I mean, I don't think that really separates Morazan.
Well, but in that case, what is not for profit? I mean, in every so like the city of Keene, it officially is not for profit. I mean,
it's just a municipal corporation.
Well, no, I'm sure they'll tell you that it is for the public good.
Oh, they'll
welfare,
tell you all that.
Well, they don't make a profit; they lose it all the time. They lose money constantly.
Well, no, they keep raising the taxes. They've got plenty of money.
Well, but they give it away to the people who work for them. They don't keep it. Right?
Sure, they do. They invest it. That's okay. So there's this thing that all cities have. What's it called? There's the budget, right? But then there's this other thing called, I think it's the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Uh-huh.
If you may recall, we had somebody call in about this years ago. It's a real thing. You can actually download this. You can find it. Your local town or city has one of these things. The Comprehensive Annual Financial Report not just is regarding the budget, but also every other asset that the city has. So it could be the buildings. It could be the cars. Those are the simple assets. But they also have complex financial assets like stocks and bonds and things like that. They literally take your tax money and they invest it. The city manager, his job is also to manage the portfolio, as I understand it, of all their investments that they have. And they have a lot of them, a lot more so than what you'll see on the budget, because it has nothing to do with the budget.
Right, it's they don't want you to know budget. About it specifically.
Correct.
They don't want you to know the city has those assets.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the foundation of one of the fairly brilliant plans of transitioning to a tax-free world, is that since all of these municipalities and so on and so forth have these funds, so if you were to effectively manage and invest those funds, then you could build and build to the point where you can tax less and less, and you can reach the point where you no longer need to tax your citizenry at all.
Sure, it could run off
still,
of
right, you can still provide what the people is used to getting from them.
That would be what you could do with an efficient operation, but
right.
Of course...
That's what Harvard does. Harvard's... I've heard Harvard doesn't even have to charge for anybody coming in.
They've got it covered.
But they've got it all covered because they just have huge endowments.
Well, right. And one of the big things there is that you would need people who do not want the power to destroy, because the power to tax is the power to destroy. And unfortunately, the people that seek office want power.
Yep. That's why it never gets smaller, it never gets more efficient or anything like that. Because
government's about
stealing.
Rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
The relationship between the city of Morazan and all its tenants, whether industrial, commercial, or residential, is contractual, meaning that the city can be forced into third-party arbitration if it doesn't fulfill its promises, a significant improvement compared to regular municipalities. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say I know about a situation where there was some arbitration that went on.
Okay. Who does the arbitration?
In this case, they had basically the city's lawyer did it.
Okay.
There was sort of the accusation that this kid couldn't live there when he turned because he wasn't the actual child of this couple, right? So this couple took on a kid whose mom
adopted.
Hell. Nobody cares in Honduras, but yes. Let's say common law adopted.
They found him in an alley. They took him in.
His mom had problems and left.
Gotcha.
So basically there is a situation, so something to do with something about him not being their kid. They couldn't sign something or whatever. And so they started this arbitration. Basically, it caused the concerned individuals to get a hold of the mother, find the mother, get a hold of her, get her to sign a piece of paper, and then everything was handled. But it was fast. I mean, if you can imagine.
A week? 2 weeks?
I think in total, mostly hunting her down was the difficult part. 3 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty quick.
And if you can imagine whatever it is you've got to do with the city taking that short a period of time, you know, it's just not that way. Ciudad Morazan provides the public services of infrastructure, security, and conflict resolution under free market competition, which forces discipline. For example, there are no zoning laws, so the city can make better, more flexible use of the land to please its customers. The tenants...
Everyone's a tenant there, by the way. Just to clarify, this is something you pointed out last night. These are apartments. They are for rent. There are no condominiums. There's nothing for sale on this entire, what did you say, 100 acres or something like
60
that?
60 acres is what it's saying acres. Here. I thought it was 160.
The entire thing is privately owned. This is essentially, I don't know if you want to call it a company town, because that has some baggage associated with it, but it is a completely
private
town.
People don't work for Morazan. The people in there rarely work for Morazan. Some of the security guards live in there and things like that, though.
Yeah, so, that would make it distinct from a company town.
And they don't have, a company store. Which would be, so it's not that.
There are stores, but they're run by tenants who open up their houses and sell things out of them.
Right. And without difficulty. There's no prohibition on doing such a thing. Ladies and gentlemen, what would it be like if you advertised and tried to sell things out of your front door, out of your front windows?
Yeah.
You'd probably have some problems doing that in your town, but no one's going to have a problem with that. I went and got my hair cut there. They've got a nail salon. They've got little convenience stores. You can choose between them.
Is anyone doing restaurant stuff, cooking for people?
Yep, there's more than one.
That's cool.
But it's all Honduran food.
That's okay.
I know.
We got more coming up here about Morazan City, and I guess Mark's going to enlighten us a little further. You can call in and share your thoughts as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
U.S. USA News update. The NYPD is investigating a Bronx daycare after the tragic death of a one-year-old boy. Three other children, including a baby, are hospitalized.
All three children were unresponsive and demonstrating symptoms of opioid exposure. Narcan was administered to all three of these children.
Chief Detective Joe Kenny revealed a drug-related item, a kilo press, was found during the investigation, despite a surprise inspection on September 9th that reported no violations. Jason Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter and Rosalind Carter, is sharing that the couple is in the final phase of their lives. He said they are together at home, which he believes is an ideal situation for them at this stage. Today marks Mexico's Independence Day, commemorating the Cry of Independence on September 16, 1810, a call for freedom from Spanish rule. The cry, culminating in Viva Mexico, was initiated by priest Miguel Hidalgo y Castilla. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here if you would like. The number for you is 603-283-6160. We're talking about Central America, and specifically Honduras, which is the site of some of the more interesting international experiments in freedom called special economic zones or autonomous zones, one of which is a 60-square-mile encircled by fence and wall city, private city called Morazan City, M-O-R-A-Z-A-N. Mark has been there multiple times. He has a house or an apartment there that he rents for $120 a month. Now, I guess you have to add in electricity or something like that. What does it come to? Like, what's the realistic spend? You've got a guy living there right now. He works with you. He's running an air conditioner, I presume.
Yep.
So AC, you got to pay for the power, right?
Yeah, so power's not particularly cheap there, and it isn't particularly reliable. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be out all night long or anything mm-hmm. like that, but there's some flutters. I like to have battery backups on important pieces of equipment, and that mm-hmm. includes things like, you know, like either you pay very little amount for a refrigerator or you put a battery backup on it because you're going to shorten the heck out of life with power fluctuations.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, you know, there's some and things, yeah, things like that. So I'd say $350.
So it's rent plus power plus is garbage included? Do they take the trash out or how does that work?
I don't know how the trash works.
You haven't been there long enough.
Just disappeared
that out, right? how long's the longest
I've
you've stayed there?
I'm also figuring in.
So the place is magic, you said.
right.
Do the dishes wash themselves too?
Right. Well, they do because the housekeeper is very inexpensive.
Ah, so that you're including that in the 300 something?
Yeah. I mean, okay. You're gonna pay her, and
does she live there on the property? She's one of the renters there.
Heck yeah, because I'm clean. I don't make a mess. So
there's a little economy.
They're fighting to be able to clean my place.
So there's a little economy there. You were talking about there's a couple of little convenience stores that people are running out of their own homes.
Yep.
There's a hair salon.
Yep.
There's somebody who's doing nails, I think you said, or whatever.
It's basically the same lady in the same location.
There's people serving food out of their own homes, which is really cool.
One lady runs a restaurant. The others will serve you food because they think they do it better than she does, which, I mean, how many good cook ladies do you know that don't feel like they do better?
Bring them all on.
Right. I don't know, ladies. I'm going to have to have another round.
I want
to
try all of the hunger and food, right?
Right.
So what else? So you got the rent, you get the power, you get the
taxi.
Maid.
I mean, like, basically, if you want to go someplace, somebody will ride
you. Are you including that in the 300?
No.
Okay, so I just want to look at what
it costs. Food.
I just want to look at what it costs to live in this apartment without food, right?
So. I haven't done the calculations, and I'm sorry. I'm going to guess 300,
okay.
350 or something like that just to be fair.
So your tenant is paying for the other things. He's taking care of these things. You don't know what it's like because you haven't lived there for more than a month or something.
Right. Basically, we decided that we would split a place and that I don't have to pay for the power and the other things. I just give him a very small amount for the rent.
I see.
Okay. And that way I have a place
to
stay.
You can go there if you want to.
When I stay.
Got it. All right.
And
so I'm curious, what's the ratio of locals to non-locals that are currently there?
I'd say it's about 90. She's got to be close to 99%.
Really? Okay.
Locals.
So you can probably count the imports on one hand then.
Yeah, there's a few people from few places, and then there's some people like me who kind of rent but aren't there. So I don't know how to count them exactly, but Alex, his wife, I think I'm done.
Okay, and you. Okay. Got it.
Falk's there now, too.
German guy.
Yeah. Okay. FCC. His name is spelled F-A-L-K. Falk.
Right. All right.
Source of no, doesn't cease to be enjoyable.
All right, what else do we need to know?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's basically it. It's more or less this walled community with the 64 units. They're going to be building another 64 here shortly because it's full. It's successful. You can be safe there.
This went from...
It's highly inexpensive.
This was under construction just, 3 years ago or something like that? I mean, how long did this go from zero tenants to completely full? What was it, a year, 2 years?
I think it's got to be somewhere between a year and 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, it seems relatively quick.
Yeah.
Like, this is, as you pointed out, these things are priced to rent because they are higher quality than anything you're going to get for $120 a month, but it's only $120 a month.
The intention was really to provide commercial storage space in the back, and there they got that for clients that want to take advantage of the sort of import-export duty-free zone. But the government basically put a kibosh on that. So the guy who owns it, who's very wealthy, wants to see if he can grow the residential side to get to be profitable. It was always supposed to be commercial supporting residential as opposed to the other way around. But everybody wants to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to keep as much of their money as possible. And mind you, most Hondurans don't make enough money to get taxed by the Honduran government. The Honduran government doesn't have the infrastructure to go after the little guy like the IRS is really figuring out how to do now that Biden's walking back his $400,000 promise and all that.
But I heard they were only going after the billionaires, Mark.
Right. Well, you know, if you believe that, there's a long line in history that you ought to get in of suckers. Because it's always that way. They're always going to go after the rich. Don't worry, it'll never be you. And then it's always you or your kid, whatever the situation is.
I'm sure it's just a temporary government program.
Going on, if you'd like, here, because of competitive pressure, Ciudad Morazan has had to find innovative ways to provide services like sturdy housing. Water treatment, drainage, waste management at lower prices than surrounding areas. Security is an essential service due to the high crime rate, and there are many gated communities or buildings in Honduras, but they are considered a luxury of the rich. Mm-hmm. So Ciudad Morazan had to find a way to make it affordable for working-class Hondurans. It's not about the wall around the city, innovative software that helps restrict entry while causing the least inconvenience to people who live and work in the city is essential.
What does that mean? There's like some sort of pass card? What's the software they're referring to get in?
So, as I understand it, they take your ID and it goes into, they scan it, it goes into a database, and mm-hmm. they know when and when you're in, when you're out. You got to provide your ID on the way in, provide the ID.
And it's a human, out. It's a human at the gate, right?
Yes.
That's checking these things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. These guards, they've gotten to the point that they recognize me now, but they just don't mm-hmm. know why. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I know he's here and he's a good guy, but. Why? ID, please. You know, like, and then they're like, oh, yeah, that's Massimo's friend. Okay. Be nice to him. It's not just about the wall. Excuse me. Unlike other cities, which must accept anyone who wants to live or do business there, including criminals, Ciudad Morazan selects the residents through an application and vetting process. Mm-hmm. Moreover, since the relationship is contractual, the tenants agree to the rules and regulations before they decide to apply. This helps enforcement of the relatively few and common sense rules. And that's what I like about this is that, you know, if they've decided that you're a troublemaker, whether you're a resident or a guest of a resident, you're just not welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not coming in. And in a place like this, that's a good thing.
Have they had to deal with that? Have there been some troublemakers who've been removed
There's
from
a
the property?
Communist non-governmental organization that likes to spray paint things on the wall about how
outside or inside
they put anarchist symbols on the wall and say that we're anarchy, we're the real anarchists, not these guys in here or something.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So you have the straight up Hoppian model for your borders.
Well, yes, that we do. Now, frankly, they leave these spray paintings up just to show what they're. You know, their opposition will do. Mm-hmm. I personally would put citizens on the wall with paintball guns. And but, you know, nobody's asking me to provide security in Honduras.
So the communists are actually targeting this place with, at this point, thankfully, just graffiti. That's it.
It's just graffiti, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was saying, so Hoppe's model of how you should deal with immigration is, well, if you're invited, well, then they're responsible for you. So
yeah.
That, basically, that's how you run it?
Yep, that's exactly how it's run. I mean, I don't think you're responsible in a financial sense. Mm. I mean, crime's still going to happen. People are going to loan to other people, or a bike's going to get stolen. And how could a bike get stolen at this point? Again, the greatest violence that happens in Morazan is catfights.
Yeah, I was going to say, what have you heard about? I mean, what's the worst thing that's happened there?
Yeah, one guy rented and ran up a big bill at one of the pulperias, like $200 or something.
So they gave him a tab, and he just kept on putting things on the tab and never paid?
And then he just left his apartment full of junk and left. So
hopefully the pulperia learned that you don't do that.
Well, I think it's fine to extend credit,
mm-hmm.
but you've got to be a little wiser about it than just, I mean, he was getting prepared food. Like, he had no refrigerator. There's nothing, he had no assets, right? Like, he's just got an apartment with junk in it. He doesn't even have a couch that you can repossess. So, you know, that was the situation. And as I understand, there was some community action to try to make them, not whole, but less.
Do something for him.
Yeah, do something for him.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, so going on, for example, one of the rules is to keep the community clean in most jurisdictions, and it is. By the way, in a country that suffers from a litter problem, it's clean there.
Nice. That's what I like to hear. I mean, it sounds like a lot like, you know, Disney World or whatever, where you go into this private land and all of a sudden the roads get nicer and there's not garbage all over the place and it's just better taken care of because private owners have an incentive to do things better to attract people to their property. So it sounds like they're doing that.
For example, one of the rules is to keep the community clean. In most jurisdictions, littering laws are simply revenue tools.
Mm-hmm.
Ciudad Morazan considers a clean environment a crucial value for the community. If tenants violate this rule, they're not just fined, their lease is not renewed.
Mm.
And they all have a security deposit. Mm. And that security deposit will be used for the messes that you've created. Most jurisdictions fund their services through a myriad of taxes and fees that can be changed at any time without the approval or consent of the people who pay them. In contrast, the contract with Ciudad Morazan specifies that the only tax is a 5% income tax. And by the way, that's forced by the Honduran government. This is,
really?
Is part of the law. Yeah, it goes to them.
So hold on. So the city, the private city, collects the income tax, and then they hand it over to the Honduran government?
Part of it. And they have to keep part of it. It's part of the rules.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. How is that enforced?
What do you mean?
Meaning, you know, you mentioned these pulperias. These are the little corner stores that people are opening out of their home. You know, are they having to keep detailed records of every soda that goes out the door so some bureaucrat comes by and they can look and see how many Coca-Colas they've sold this month and did they pay their appropriate 5% on that? Like, what level of granularity is this enforcement? Or is it just like, I made $10 this month and, you know, you fill out a form and pay your
It's fee. Annual and self-reported.
Mm-hmm.
At this time.
Okay.
So, you know, there's no plan to do otherwise. Mm-hmm. The intention of Ciudad Morazan is to make money from rents.
Right.
But, you know, they do have the rules that they have to follow, and the rule states that there is an income tax. As far as that goes, I know people who live there, and I know how they pay that income tax, and it's self-reported and, you know, just basically done to the – there's only one bureaucrat, right? There's the mayor, the guy who runs the place.
So speaking of the bureaucratic side of the thing, I'm really curious about how you do an independent court system on this.
Yeah, so you can choose their arbitrators or you can have your own. Hmm. Most problems are solved. Like, if you want to get, like, a lot of people are using the arbitrators, the people I talk to,
well,
the
wait a minute,
libertarians what? On site, are using the arbitrators for the purpose of just using the arbitrators.
Wait a minute, just to clarify, yeah. When you say that you can choose, you mean in personal disputes between other tenants. I presume that in your lease, you have to agree to use their arbitrator, right?
No, actually you don't. Hmm. You can have your own arbitration as long as you name it and it is licensed there. So, you know, they've got to set up. And at this point, nobody has. Like the high up arbitrators, the top end of the arbitrators are, you know, the lawyers that set the place up in the first place. And
are they Honduran lawyers? Are they hanging around? Or, like, they come in once a week to do...
I wouldn't even say weekly.
Hearings? Okay.
That's far less often than that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's functioning without these arbitrators telling people what to do, as most of your life does. I mean, when do you need a guy in a black muumuu to tell you how to live? Rarely.
Never.
Yeah.
Well, if you had, you know, if somehow you had this problem with one of the people that lived there, and you try and talk to him, you can't figure anything out, and you still have this problem, what would you do?
Then I would go to their arbitrators and have them solve the problem.
Okay, and their arbitrators are probably these Honduran lawyers that set the place up in the first place?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
is it loser pays? How does that work?
At this point they haven't had enough cases to be at that point, but I think that I suspect that's where it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the person who has the ridiculous position is the one who's going to end up paying.
Okay.
The amount is reported and paid to the ZA rather than the national government. From this tax income, the ZA remits 12% of the revenue to 5 different government agencies without the personal identifiable information of the tenants. The remaining 88%...
That's got to be worth something right there. I mean, if you're a Honduras person, presumably you would be paying taxes wherever else you would be. But now you can live in this city and your name gets wiped
far
away.
Less. Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
Right. The remaining 88% is used to fund the services contractually provided by the ZA.
Okay.
Since the primary purpose of the ZA regime is to create jobs for Hondurans, Ciudad Morazan uses several means to attract industrial tenants who create those jobs. There are thousands of special economic zones worldwide that provide tax incentives to attract investment. As the next level SEZ, they're using that instead of special autonomous zone.
Mm-hmm.
The ZA also starts with the tax incentives. However, experience has shown, even in Honduras, the tax concessions are not enough by themselves to compete for direct foreign investment. And I think that So currently there's a solar company there that's doing solar installations. They're moving in a couple of manufacturing companies into this area. And now, and once.
Really? I thought you said there was no commercial going on.
They had previously wanted to be commercial storage, but that's difficult to do. But as a manufacturer.
You're talking about like just a warehouse where people have.
Yep.
Product?
Well, the guy who owns it is the owns, I think, the largest pharmacy in Central America.
Okay.
So, you know, lots of product was sitting in there and that kind of thing. But, you know, they...
Okay, so, but you said that could happen?
The thing is that you got to remember the communist government isn't consistent in its enforcement of whatever.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay, but you're saying the storage thing, for whatever reason, couldn't go forward.
It isn't currently.
But a commercial establishment that's not storage is going forward?
I think that a manufacturing plant, because that makes more sense to mm-hmm. them, will probably work. Because you got to remember, there's right next door to these Zolis, which are basically special economic zone factories. So Honduras really understands how to work with that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Zetes were new legal technology to bring in more investment in Honduras. And they were very successful. It's just not the investment that the commies want.
Mm. Okay.
Since the primary purpose of the Zete regime is to create jobs for Hondurans, Ciudad Morazan uses several means to attract industrial tenants to create those jobs. There are thousands. Excuse me, I've already read this part.
Just let me see if I understand. So the solar company is there now, and they're actually manufacturing solar panels?
No.
No.
They are buying solar panels from China.
China. Okay.
And they are installing them on businesses and homes.
Outside of the city.
Outside of the zone.
The zone. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they're going and they're marketing solar panels to the rest of the region,
yep.
basically. But they're basing the business inside
Morazan.
The Morazan city.
And they're employing people, at least one person at this point that I know for sure,
mm-hmm.
From that area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, you know, that's the added advantage. Now, not only are you living in a safe place, but you've got a job that within that safe place. You mm-hmm. go out to install, but,
right.
you know, I go out too. You know? Mm-hmm. It's not like I leave in an armored bank truck, a repurposed bank truck or something, mm-hmm. You know. I mean, I don't call the news station and say, Mark is leaving Morazan.
Mm-hmm.
Line up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, I feel safe and everything's fine.
Okay.
The most important benefit of the Zete provides is industrial tenants is a lower regulatory burden. The regulations are fewer and more straightforward, which means that there are fewer approvals needed for Honduran bureaucrats. For example, industrial tenants can import machinery not otherwise allowed in Honduras. Ciudad, I don't know what that is, so don't
So
understand.
Even though, now that's interesting because the importation of this is happening at some port. This is, Ciudad Morazan is landlocked.
Yep.
It's not sitting on the water. So somehow the fact that they are a special autonomous zone gives them extra rights at the ports to import things that otherwise would be restricted?
Again, rights are things that have to be run by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this time, it's very difficult to get anything that is legally the right of Ciudad Morazan done.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the things that are being done there were... You know, we're just using regular Honduran paperwork to get it done. But solar has a nice margin on it, so it's a good business to start with.
So less regulations and taxations at the port is kind of like the power. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Well, the power mostly works, but yes. Ciudad Morazan has its own customs office and is located near Puerto Cortez, one of the Central America's most critical deepwater ports. By streamlining the import, export, and shipping procedures, the ZA, Ciudad Morazan, allows tenants to save on not only customs duties, but the costs of regulatory compliance. In addition, there are no restrictions on nationalization into the Honduran jurisdiction, meaning that goods manufactured or assembled in the Zete can be sold in Honduras rather than having to be exported to other countries, which is that's what's going on in these Zolis, these maquilas that I was referring to, these factories that are basically like... Imagine Fruit of the Loom. Mm-hmm. We share the initials. Fruit right. of the Loom. They make underwear and T-shirts and all that stuff. But they cannot. They frisk their employees on the way out so that they're not stealing the stuff because it absolutely, positively cannot get into Honduras. It still does.
So, wait. I thought the benefit of the special economic zone was that they could sell in Honduras.
The Zete can. The Zoli can't. Zoli is 20-year-old, 20-something-year-old technology.
I see.
Yeah, legal technology.
Why wouldn't they want their products being sold in Honduras?
Because they don't want to undercut the locals or something. So, you know, all the stuff that's being sold in Honduras, allegedly, has already had whatever duties paid on it and that kind of thing. So they don't want this duty-free stuff making it in, but it still does.
Of course it does.
I mean, why would it? I mean, what would you want to do with, you know, second, isn't that what they call things that aren't perfect, the seconds?
Sure.
These second socks or whatever. Would you want them to set them on fire in the parking lot? I mean, give them away to poor people, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
It's a real shame that they weren't able to set this up as a port. Because, I mean, that is exactly how Hong Kong worked, was that, you had this very separate legal area, but it was a very effective port. And because of that, you had this feedback loop of building.
Tune in next year.
Ooh.
Because we actually, there is land that's owned by... AZA. I really don't know what I'm allowed to say and what I'm not. I have signed non-disclosures, so I know that I'm fine with reading this public blog post, I don't know what I can say and what I can't say.
Well,
but,
okay, I know that the other special autonomous zone, the one that is on the island, I believe they have some, I don't know if they have a port, but I'm pretty sure they've got some waterfront, and I don't know if that's what he's referring to.
I'm not referring to the waterfront on the island of Roatan, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're talking about the mainland, then?
It's, what I'm talking about is on the mainland, okay. Yes. But now, Zetas all have to be within the coastline. So anyway, this idea was not lost.
So the legal technology of the ZA specifically prohibits you from being on the coastline.
No, it must be on the coast. It must be,
you're saying it can't
within
be a
coastal
port?
States or provinces or whatever.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But they could have a port, is what you're saying.
Yes. And
okay, now, I know you say you don't know what you can reveal, but as I understand it, the old, before this thing was repealed, which it was like a year or so ago, before this was repealed, there was some rule that said that any property owner can sort of join the ZA.
Yes.
And as I understood it, that went away once this got repealed. So these guys can't expand.
I don't think so.
That's what they're going to find out, huh?
No, I think that it's very clear legally that they can expand. It's just that currently the communists
aren't going to like that.
Well, so they have the
so
old...
it's legal in the way that our freedoms are protected by the Bill of Rights.
The U.S. used to have what they call the spoil systems. When a new president comes in, he appoints a whole new set of bureaucrats. That's what happens in Honduras. The current bureaucrats that are in there are saying, heck no, you can't get anything through and no expansion can happen. But yes, expansion's legal and yes, it's mandated.
Sounds like it could be an interesting situation that is developing down there. If you want to weigh in, you can. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Your Life.